All right, it's CBS FM. That's something called Watching You, and it's done by the Metros. And we have them here in the doo-wop shop. In fact, we squeezed them in tonight because I guess you guys aren't always together. Is that true? Somebody comes from Florida?
I'm from Florida,
you're,
right?
You're
here.
The other man who moved from Florida.
Yeah.
Moved to Florida, I should say. From what, the Bronx?
From the Bronx, that's right.
Uh-huh. So this is what, a Bronx based group originally? Is that right?
It is. We met in high school,
mm-hmm.
John and I, and Joe.
All right, let me introduce the folks here. Joey Garcia, that's the gentleman
that's
I'm
me.
Speaking with. We have Don Cruz, a man I know for many years.
How
I
you doing, Don?
I didn't
glad
realize
to see
it was
you.
The same Don here. We have Joe Patriarca.
You right? Got it, Don.
And Joe Carrillo.
Carrillo,
Mr.
Correct.
Baseman, right?
Yes, sir.
And John, so I get your name right, you pronounce your last name.
John Angelillo.
Angelillo, all right. Nice to have you here. Now, tell us about the group, the Metros, and since you're all together, tell us how it began. I think you were beginning to do that,
right? Well, it began like most groups began. We sang in the hallways. We sang in the hallways at school,
mm-hmm.
which was Christopher Columbus on Astor Avenue in the Bronx. And that's where I met Joe Patriarca. Maybe you could tell him a little bit more, Joe.
Yeah, well, we started the group, I guess it was John, right? John Angelillo and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Another fellow called Richard Sazi, but he left the group, and then we got Donnie Cruz. Then we picked up Joe, bass, Grillo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the group began, singing in Christopher Columbus, doing dances.
But how did the five guys get pulled together? I mean, you're talking about when you were a group. Who had the initial idea to pull you gentlemen together and create a group?
We just started singing in the hallways. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it starts out with 15 and maybe eliminated to 5, you know? But that's what happens. You just start singing in the hallways and,
uh-huh.
you know, everybody's singing tunes. You know,
all right, when it came...
Actually, when the girls started screaming, that's when we knew we had something.
Well, after the girls were screaming, when did you put it together in as much as you recorded, of course? How did that happen, and where did you get the material?
Well, Johnny Angelillo's brother was our manager, and he's the one that made the connections to the record companies.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
Chubby
Angelillo.
Chubby Angelillo, and he got us a contract with MGM
mm-hmm.
and Just Records, and we went on from there.